say you want to become a patron of Atlanta artists, but you don't know the first thing about the local scene, Wonderroot has a proposition for you. Give them $300 and they'll give you 9 pieces of art crafted by artists they've selected. Wonderroot Executive Director Chris Appleton says that's the idea behind the group's new Art CSA, the first of its kind in the Southeast.
And as with the agricultural CSA, you know, it's what's fresh. The 9 artists that we think are ripe for harvest right now.
The 3 artists they've deemed fresh for this first of 3 rounds are Jessica Caldas, Rhett Rossaw, and Nick Madden. I go to visit Madden in his studio.
Well, there's nowhere to sit in here.
The second bedroom in the Decatur house he shares with his wife.
Looks like the walls kind of threw up all over the floors.
Madden's pieces are leaning against every surface in here.
It gets good light, though. You know, this is the best room in the house for that. So
in 3 weeks, 50 patrons will receive one of Madden's colorful mixed-media pieces, which can all pretty much be described like this.
It's kind of a combination between a wall hung piece, like a painting or a drawing, and a sculpture.
I'm curious about this one with the eyes looking over what looks almost to be a mountain.
Mm-hmm. It's scrap paper that some of my students from school used, tore it up, glued it together in the form of a mountain. I put 2 googly eyes on either side of the peak of the mountain. There's some white rays that are kind of bursting out in all directions from the googly eyes.
The resulting piece, about 11 by 14 inches, is that of a mystical face floating over a scrap paper mountain, on which you can still see scribblings from Madden's elementary art students. A great deal of Madden's inspiration actually comes from the young children he teaches all day.
Just how brave they are when it comes to making stuff, and how much they don't really care about the end product so much as the process and just being able to color or cut or glue things.
This assignment to create pieces for 50 patrons in 1 month for the Wonderroot Art CSA has inspired his own childlike abandon. Madden says he's never had a challenge like this. In fact, for years after he graduated art school, it seemed like no one was paying attention to his work.
I begged, borrowed, and stole to get my work out. You know, I'd show my website to people and no response, just hear crickets.
Wonderroot sponsored Madden's first ever show last summer. The group's Art CSA and its chance to have 50 instant patrons is a big opportunity.
You know, who doesn't like a collector? Who doesn't like someone that's supporting them?
And in a town that's recently seen the shutdown of a number of major art galleries like Solomon Projects, Emily Ami, and Saltworks, groups like Wonderroot are looking for novel ways to connect artists to buyers. Of course, this model presents an obvious risk. Who knows if the folks opening up their CSA boxes will actually like every piece of art they receive?
Does that concern you at all, this idea of will they like what they're getting from me?
I think I'm going to start thinking about that after I get everything finished, because I don't want it to stifle why I have been chosen to be a part of this.
There is that degree of risk and unknowing that, to me, makes it exciting.
Again, Chris Appleton.
I mean, Wonderroot, we had to take a risk because we commissioned these artists and said, we're going to pay you without necessarily knowing that we were going to sell all 50 shares. And then, of course, the buyer, you know, they just have to trust Wonderroot that the majority of the work is going to be work that they want to hang on their walls in their homes.
In a sense, all the players are simply closing their eyes and trusting everyone else in the mystery tightrope act that is the Wonderroot CSA. Appleton hopes that local artists and patrons will find one another and Atlanta's arts community will thrive.
Millions of people that live in the metro area, you know, they may go to the High Museum once or twice a year. And of course, the High Museum presents incredible works, but there's these small and mid-sized arts organizations that are, in a sense, sort of the lifeblood of the Atlanta art community.
And it's that local community that this program's trying to grow. It's 7:15 on a Friday night 3 weeks later at Octane in Grant Park, where this round's 50 patrons are trickling in to pick up their art.
I think it's kind of cool.
I thought it looked like a lion, and you think it looks like...
I think it looks like a monkey.
This is Dan and Alicia Thompson looking at their new Nick Madden piece, which resembles a tribal mask affixed to a canvas. The two say they like all 3 of their pieces, but they're really doing this for fun.
This is actually a Christmas present, and so we'll get 3 random pieces of artwork. We thought it's a great thing.
We ourselves are not artists, so we'll support them.
Not artists at all, but we wouldn't mind filling our house with art.
Another patron, Amber Rayleigh, says filling her home with art is a priority too, since she just bought a new house. She says she liked the element of chance inherent in the CSA.
Thinking like, okay, which box am I going to select? Really added to it.
She's already thinking about where to place her new Nick Madden painting.
I'm really seeing this probably going in my bedroom, honestly, because of the warmth of the colors.
And if she hadn't liked her new art, she says she wasn't worried.
I really felt like I would come out well, because even if it didn't fit me exactly, I'm pretty sure I could find someone that would appreciate that piece.
Amber Raley will have the opportunity to hang 6 more surprise pieces on her walls, or to give them away, as Atlanta's first art CSA continues. Kate Sweeney, WABE.